More news stories now. With full steam ahead for the owners of an old city pub, a director's dream comes true as a Norwich film wins a £50,000 prize, and roadworks have created a car ghost town for businesses on a key route.
The new owners of Norwich's steam packet, Boozer, say they are loving life behind the bar after their opening month. Ellie Grove and Jacob Emerson reopened the Cattle Market Street pub on New Year's Eve and say they have already amassed a steady flow of regulars. The pair, both 25, say they have not felt the hit other independent businesses have, as they have never known any different, with the city centre venue being their first pub venture. They have spent years working in the hospitality industry and decided to pay £300,000 to snap up the Grade 2 listed building as a place of their own. When refurbishing the pub itself prior to opening, Mr. Emerson, a chef who grew up in King's Lynn, even proposed to Miss Grove in the bar. Ellie said, "It's going as well as we hoped. It's onward and upward for us. Things are better than we expected." The pair will now focus their attention on renovating the building's first floor restaurant, with hopes to open it in the summer. They plan to serve typical homemade dishes for up to 20 people at a time.
The conversion of one of the city's recycling centres into a drive-through donation hub is proving successful. The site in Swanton Road, Mile Cross, was given a new lease of life in June to Boost, a charity which provides vital support for vulnerable children and young people. More than 500 people have visited Norwich Reuse Drop-Off Centre to donate pre-loved items, resulting in over 60 tonnes of reusable items finding a new home since its opening. The centre is the first of its kind in the UK and benefits Norfolk-based charity the Benjamin Foundation. The transformation was made possible by the charity in partnership with FCC Environment, creating a drive-through facility to make reuse in Norwich more accessible and convenient. The site is open from Wednesday to Sunday every week and was converted after the opening of the Norwich North Recycling Centre near the Cromer Road junction of the NDR.
A Norwich director has seen her cinematic dream come true after winning a national award to bag £50,000 coaching and workshops for her film. Carolyn Goodyear has been entering the competition for 10 years and has reached the final five times, but this year she bagged the top prize in the comedy category for her film Till Death Us Do Part. The Pitch Film Fund 2023 award was open to all short films in two categories, drama and comedy, and previous winners have gone on to be longlisted for the Oscars and Scoop Awards at the Pan African Film Festival and Rhode Island Film Festival. The jury was particularly impressed with the original nature of Miss Goodyear's film.
A Norwich tofu producer visited by the Hairy Bikers has received a farming award. Tofuri was included in PETA's list of farmers at the forefront of ethical, animal-free farming. The company, which has a factory in Lenwade and a vegan cafe in Norwich, works with soya bean farmer Richard Cole to produce tofu and other soya products. Last month, the company was visited by Dave Myers and Cy King for their new BBC series, The Hairy Bikers Go Local. The pair met employees Lucy and Rebecca at the Lenwade factory, where they learnt how tofu is made and tried some of the company's products, such as pasties and cakes. In a Facebook post, Tofuri said, "We are delighted. We couldn't make delicious Norfolk tofu without Richard Cole, who is outstanding in his field."
Businesses that are usually busy with trade from traffic coming in and out of Norwich have been left cursing road closures. Gaswork, by Cadent has closed parts of North Walsham Road, with access from the NDR also having been affected by work late last year. Mike Howard is manager of the Harvest Energy petrol station in Sproston and has said that the road's closure has had a devastating impact. Mr. Howard, who has worked at the site for more than three decades, said, "In a usual day, we'll sell around 15,000 litres of petrol, and that's down to more than half. We can easily do 1,000 transactions a day, but yesterday we made just 363. Trade is down by 50%. I've had to put staff on shorter hours."
Norwich has one of the most environmentally friendly commutes in the country, according to new research, but some believe there's much room for improvement. Cycling scheme Bike to Work compared the UK's 50 most populated cities to see which ones offered the most and least healthy commutes. According to its research, the Fine City finished third best overall, with more than 57% of people taking public transport to work and 1,574 cycle routes available in and around the city. However, with 38 hours of congestion or traffic per year, ranking 21st, and only 14% of the public actually cycling to work or school, public figures say there is clearly room for improvement. Gary Champion, City Councillor for Sewell Ward, added, "Norwich had tremendous potential, but the statistics don't match the reality of most people's experience travelling in our city, unfortunately. There are ongoing efforts to campaign for improvements, particularly to tackle road congestion, for instance, like the new Park and Stride scheme initiated by Councillor Alex Catt."